In a recent newspaper interview, the Santa Rosa-born actress Heather Gordon was asked to describe the character of Billy Dawn, the iconic showgirl mistress sex object at the heart of Garson Kanin's classic 1946 stage comedy Born Yesterday. Gordon will be playing Billy in Cinnabar Theater's upcoming run of Born Yesterday, opening this weekend. The play is directed by Sherry Lee Miller. As Gordon put it in the interview, Billy is a savvy, street-smart survivor. Funny, surprising, and frequently memorable, Billy also utters some of the best dialogue ever written for the stage. "They just don't write female characters like Billy anymore," Gordon says, giving full credit to Garson Kanin, who passed away 3 years ago at the age of 86. Kanin, a multi-talented, one-time wunderkind capable of almost any art form he turned his hand to, is having a bit of a revival these days. As a young writer and director, he became known for the depth of his stage and screen characters, especially his female characters. As a screenwriter, he worked often with his wife, the actress Ruth Gordon, collaborating on several projects, the best known being the films Pat and Mike and Adam's Rib. His 1980 book, Smash, about the trials and tribulations of a big Broadway musical, is the source material beneath the popular TV show of the same name. That novel was one of his final creations, and the writer's knack for snappy dialogue and strong characters is as evident in that as in his better-known plays and movies. Which brings us back to Born Yesterday. In the play, Billy is a charming but undereducated chorus singer, the longtime mistress of a thuggish businessman named Brock, played in the Cinnabar show by Gary Grossman. Eager to make an impression in Washington, D.C., Brock calls upon Paul, a well-spoken newspaper reporter played by Paul Huberty. Paul agrees to give Billy a few lessons in how to behave in educated society, lessons which result in a dramatic raising of consciousness for Billy, who soon challenges everyone's assumptions about who she is, including her own assumptions. According to Kanin, whose life and works are lovingly explored on GarsonKanin.com, a detailed website devoted to his contributions, the first draft of Born Yesterday was written while he was stationed in London during the tail end of World War II. He served by day as a member of the U.S. Air Force's Office of Strategic Services, and he wrote pages of the play at night between bombings from the German Air Force. When the war was over, Born Yesterday finally made it to Broadway. Originally intended as a vehicle for the popular actress Jean Arthur, a last-minute switch reminiscent of a plot twist on Smash ended up putting the up-and-comer Judy Holliday in the show, and it became an enormous hit, running from February of 1946 to November of 1948. Though a tad dated today with references that will skitter over the heads of some younger audience members, Heather Gordon's remark about people not writing characters like this anymore is fairly clear. Fortunately, the works of great playwrights like Garson Kanin continue to reemerge year after year, staged now and then by companies like Cinnabar, appearing as if to remind us how good, how surprising, and how inspiring theater once was, and now and then continues to be. Born Yesterday runs May 25th through June 10th at Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma. For all the information, visit cinnabartheater.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.